Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 1:04, and that is Pacific Summer Time, and today is July 27th. And two big events in here today. The first, of course, being Japan, where Abe announced a larger than expected fiscal stimulus. And that's important because maybe perhaps now Japan offers a template for what we can expect from other economies, because you've Draghi in Europe advocating for a fiscal stimulus, despite the fact that that is inherently at odds with what the major creditor nations really want, despite the fact that anyone can see that it is absolutely necessary within Europe. So then it's perhaps a better question is, how long is it going to be before Europe adopts the same kind of strategy that Japan has adopted, where you have a fiscal and monetary cooperation, in other words, a cooperation between the government and the central bank in order to try and reflate or reinstill an inflationary bias in the economy. The Bank of Japan will be meeting on Friday, and today we saw that the yen pulled back again from around the 100 area. It didn't quite get down that, or get as strong as 100, but the odds are that if the Bank of Japan keeps up its side of the bargain with Abe and announces a larger than expected monetary stimulus, then we could have another medium term, and it is already looking at, it's at least a short term peak in the yen, but it could be a medium term peak in the yen around 100, and that would allow the Nikkei to break back above the 200-day moving average to break the medium-term, or at least more than year-long progression of lower rally highs. And the reason that I draw these comparisons between Japan and Europe is because Japan and Europe face very similar deflationary prospects. Obviously Japan is further along that road, and Japan also has a demographic problem. Well, Europe has a demographic problem. It might not have one in 20 years' time if the pace of inward migration continues at the pace that it has been going on for the last year. Quite what the complexion of that population is likely to be is perhaps a rather different question. But there is no denying that at the present moment the EU has a demographic problem, and the deflationary issues that that accompany that. So and then when we look at the stock markets, the Euro stocks, the broad Euro stocks index is testing the region of the 200-day moving average, but has this progression of low rally highs that's been in evidence for more than a year, and it really does need to break that progression in order to really indicate that demand is back in the driver's seat. And until we have that confirmation, then we can't say that that is the case with any kind, with any degree of confidence. The announcement of fiscal stimulus and the potential for monetary stimulus in Japan was a bullish characteristic for a number of the countries that benefit from additional Japanese consumption. So Indonesia extended its rebound, so did Malaysia, so did the Philippines. But interestingly, China pulled back rather sharply and then closed well off the low in here today. And it continues to look like that there is support being provided for the Chinese market by the political administration, and while it's perhaps not overly appropriate to consider political events in most markets, then there is no denying that politics and the markets are inseparable in China. And the last thing the administration there wants is another bout of volatility similar to what we saw last year, and there is still evidence that they're supporting that 3,000 level on the CSI 300. In the other big thing today is that energy prices continue to deteriorate, and both Brent and WTI were down in the region of about $1, one a little bit less than $1. But this is a new reaction low. It's already a larger reaction, and it continues to look like that this is just a textbook example of a type 2 bottom with right-hand extension. And if we are indeed entering the right-hand extension portion of that bottoming phase, then we can expect a great deal of volatility, both down and up, and that it is going to be characterized by a very volatile ranging phase. So we're on the downswing of that range at present, and a clear upward dynamic would be required to signal that demand is coming back and that selling pressure has been exhausted. But the reality is that range from peak to trough could be anywhere between the recent peak close to 50 and the January low, which is around 28. So almost 100% range from trough to peak, and we haven't yet seen evidence that a short-term low has been found. And that weakness in the oil price is one of the contributing factors in at least pause that we've seen in the outperformance of Wall Street. So the Dow Jones, for example, closed well off its low yesterday, but then closed well off its peak in here today. So this contributes to the continued pause that we're getting there. But what we can also see is that there is a bit of a rotation going on within Wall Street, even as it is the best performing major stock market right now. And perhaps worth looking at are the biotech sector, and I intend to do a review of that sector for comment of the day tomorrow, because it does have some support building characteristics and and potentially base formation characteristics, and then looking at those that are outperforming in this environment would perhaps give us an indication of what we can expect from any kind of recovery scenario. It's also interesting that it isn't just your very defensive sectors that are outperforming any longer, but that we are also starting to see that internet and that cloud computing and even gambling are moving to positions of outperformance in here. And today was a more positive tone on the precious metals, and gold has rallied reasonably well in here today. I don't think it's large enough to consider it an upward dynamic, but certainly it suggests that we do have two-way activity in here, and that it is a short-term low. The reaction and consolidation that we've had in the precious metals is really quite modest relative to the size of the advance that we had already this year, and this is really quite positive in terms of it continues to look like a consolidation within a medium-term bull market, so that investors with a medium-term perspective are perhaps being offered a buying range in here, because there, and it's a point that we've reiterated in just about every audio, is that precious metals are one of the only asset classes that are cheap. They're not trading anywhere close to their all-time peaks, whereas that is certainly the case with both bonds and equities. And the bond market overall looks that it had surged higher on the uncertainty resulting from the Brexit vote, and there is still some unwinding of that. But as I posted that chart yesterday, and I really do think it is a point that's worth reiterating, is that shares have higher yields, have the potential to increase those dividends, and have generally been outperforming. At least those kinds of companies that can increase their dividends and have got a good record of doing so have been outperforming bonds for over a decade in all but the most dire of circumstances. And we have certainly had an increase in uncertainty, and there is a lot of very philosophical commentary coming out, and I would hesitate to call it navel-gazing, because there are very big issues that need to be considered, but the reality is that monetary policy trumps most other factors most of the time, and that's something that has been something that David has said on repeated occasions for decades, and it's as true now as it ever was then. And the reality is that central banks are not raising interest rates aggressively, and in fact they're going the other way, and that is generally positive for stock markets, positive for asset prices. And in fact, the more things that we have to worry about, the greater the likelihood is that we're going to have additional monetary stimulus. So that is certainly worth considering. And I think with that, I will leave you for today and wish all the best to all of you.